Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hour number 2, noon hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away. React to pretty entertaining game on Monday Night Football last night. I know the Niners ended up winning by quite a bit, but it was back and forth for most of it. So we'll get into that. Some of the other headlines from around the league. College Football Corner in about 15 minutes as we now know the final 8. So we'll start looking ahead to that a little bit and some of the other news going on around college football, and then the back page with Bo at 12:40.
I saw that because we were talking about the game, and Phillips, they had his family up in the box and everything, and they just saw a video of his high school team that he coaches, because he coaches his son's team, and all of them at a bar hanging out and having a good time, which is just so cool, man.
It's really cool.
It's really cool. And I know, I think my wife, Donna asked me last night, she's like, is this as long as anybody's been away and came back? And I was like, think so.
I think the only one, and I don't know if he was away for that long, but it was the same age, and it was here. I think it was Steve DeBerg.
Oh.
Backup quarterback Steve DeBerg.
Steve DeBerg.
Because I remember I was reading a story a couple weeks ago when Phillip was coming back.
Right.
And they were like, I wish I could remember all the details. I was telling you this before the show. My memory sucks. Right. Like, I don't know what happened. Ever since I bragged about you and me having good memories on the show a couple years ago, now I forget everything. Like, the universe was like, not anymore, you don't. But yeah, he was that age. He was the backup, I think, in the 98 season when they went to the Super Bowl, the Falcons. And he was away for a while. He was like, he was running camps, and somebody saw him throwing to receivers in camps, and they were like, I don't know, he looks like he could still do it.
Right.
And they brought him in, which is pretty funny. That's how the kid Mestemaker got found by North Texas, the quarterback from North Texas.
That. Yeah, right.
He was at an elite receivers camp or something, and he was a receiver, and he was just throwing passes so they could do routes and stuff, and one of the coaches was like, I don't know. Look at that guy's
arm. Like the quarterbacks that are invited to combine. As quarterbacks, they're invited to just throw, but they're still a prospect or whatever. Yeah, that's the same exact damn thing. Go take advantage of that opportunity. I was telling you, I was watching that Tampa Bay Bucks thing on Prime Video. Really good. It's really good. It's about the 50 years history of it and everything. So many stories. I was like, huh? And Steve DeBerg was on there.
Yeah.
And he was a quarterback before Steve Young.
Yeah, in Tampa, right?
Yeah.
92-93.
Yeah, he's a quarterback before Tampa.
So I'm just now to sort of try to bring that. I think this is true because he played with Miami in 93 and then was out until 98 and was with the Falcons in 98. Sounds about right.
This is the only reason I like Steve DeBerg. I remember when Steve DeBerg played for the damn Kansas City Chiefs. I'll never forget this. And I remember he broke his pinky or something. And I remember they had a picture of it, and he had all these pins and everything stuck in his damn finger. And he was still out there playing. What about them? You see what Kansas City, the Chiefs doing?
Yeah, I do see what they're doing. Which, I don't know. You know how I feel about all this stuff.
Yeah.
I hate it. But I get it. Yeah. I get why they're doing what they're doing. Kansas was like, we'll pay for half of it. And they were like, all right, cool. What about you, Missouri? They were like, we can't afford that. I'm like, well, we're going to Kansas then.
Oh, you're going to give us a new stadium?
Yeah. That whole new stadium?
Indoor.
Not only that, and this is blame the Braves for all this. Hmm. Everybody now wants the
truest experience.
Exactly. Yep. They want the battery. They want the multi-use, mixed-use development space where you can build all around it, and there's going to be certainly condos and living space and all that, and then there'll be all the bars and restaurants and stuff down below. And you can't really do that in a lot of urban settings because Arrowhead's been there since whenever. Yes. I don't know how long, 75 years or something like that, and it's all built up around it. So you don't have the ability to make it into that. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with Turner Field.
Right.
Turner Field was a perfectly fine ballpark. But what they've obviously is, you know, you get why they did it. That's what Kansas City's doing. People will do it. This is kind of funny to be not in Kansas City.
Yes, like, it's crazy.
You're not okay. Are you Kansas City?
It just ain't by that name? Far.
It's not that far, but it's not that close.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that far.
I read it was like 22 miles into the middle of nowhere.
It's not that far.
All right.
It's not that far. Go see a football game? Not that far.
It'd be nice if it was closer.
Yeah, it would be. But 22 miles ain't that bad.
You know what I mean?
It's not that bad.
I just always like stadiums that are in the city.
I agree with
And I don't
you.
Just mean in the city like proper. I mean, like, in the city.
I agree with you.
Like, Mercedes-Benz is there in town. That's fun.
Yes.
You like that.
Yes.
Like growing up, the Kingdom and now the Seahawks Stadium is right there. Like, the buildings are there.
Right.
You know, the skyline. Right. What's the skyline going to look like out there in Kansas?
I'm sure they'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be nice. Yeah, sure. Some silos.
But, yeah, that's the
some
crazy
grain
thing.
Grain silos.
I was like, damn. Y'all just gave them the ultimate. They said they can sport half. This other. No, we can fit.
Yeah. Yep. Missouri, they were like, we could renovate Arrowhead for $1 billion and Missouri will give us this much. Or we could build a whole new one for $3 billion and $4 billion, really, because they're going to redo their practice facility and the stuff around the stadium. And Kansas is going to pay 60%.
And that's one of the things where the big picture, everything around it, they're looking at it from a standpoint where Super Bowls, concerts,
Final Fours,
but we're talking
college
about
football playoff
in the fall. In the wintertime when it's cold as hell.
Right.
Like we can close this up and we can have all these different things.
Yeah, nobody who's building a new stadium wants to limit their calendar to 4 months of the year.
Yes.
Because it gets cold there and it gets very, very cold in Kansas City.
Hell in Kansas City.
The thing that sucks though, and again, all of the stuff that we just said, we know and is why. And I'm not trying to be naive or anything like that. But it's a shame when there's a building that is universally agreed upon that is a great home field advantage and atmosphere. It's the loudest building in professional football.
There is nothing. Well, there's a couple things. But that playing a game there, I've never played for the Chiefs, but I've played in that place as a rival. Dude, there's that. It's a raggedy piece of crap.
I know, but they all are.
It's
all the best ones are.
Dude, that's one that when they talk about when they have and they're to come out soon that sheet where everybody takes off, you know, talk about the stadium and all those play between and I go that locker room, Kansas City's locker room is so bad. It's another one of those that stop up the showers.
Oh, gross.
And so you're walking in another grown man's ass and sweat.
Who knows what? Yeah.
And it's just
right. Blood, probably.
Oh, it's just like that. Between that one, the old Oakland Stadium.
Sure.
Buffalo before they renovated.
You never played in the Kingdom, did you?
I never played in the Kingdom.
Okay, because that was the same
thing. I'm talking about just raggedy.
Yeah, raggedy.
And nasty.
Raggedy, for sure. And that's all true. 100% it is. And that certainly matters and should be a factor. You couldn't renovate that, right?
Nope.
They could do that. You could.
Yeah.
You could build a nicer version of that. I understand why they're doing what they're doing, but they're going to lose the atmosphere. The building that they build will be beautiful and state-of-the-art and whatever you want to say about it, but it won't have that.
No.
And that sucks.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's kind of the soul of the thing. But that, you know, what's soul worth?
Nothing.
Not much. Not much. It might be worth a home playoff game win. You know, you might get an extra bump. You get the home field advantage of the, you know, the point spread or whatever from playing at home.
Right.
And, I mean, there's no question that Arrowhead's been a home field advantage Woo-hoo. For them. Not just the Mahomes era, but
everyone.
For years.
Everyone. Could you imagine as cold
again,
as
just ask us. We did it. it's here. Like, the Georgia Dome wasn't the greatest building in the world, but it was an atmosphere.
It was a damn atmosphere. Could you imagine?
Now, who knows? Maybe Mercedes-Benz would be a nice playoff atmosphere, too, but they've never had a playoff game there, so we wouldn't know.
Kansas City, as cold as it is, in that stadium with that AstroTurf.
I can't.
God.
I can't imagine. That's like, I don't know. That's cruel and unusual punishment.
I played in Buffalo when they had the AstroTurf, and it was like 20 degrees, snowing. And they hit that damn ground, bruh. You felt that it shivered through your whole damn body. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
you know how Kansas is paying for it too, by the way, that Missouri can't? Sports betting, like lottery and sports betting.
Smart.
Which, yeah, sure, it is, smart. And that's sort of like people are already going to be spending that money anyway, so maybe it's a little bit easier to palate. But that, if you think that that's not going to get some of these states to get that passed a little faster,
Georgia.
Well, problem is all our stadiums are built.
I know.
You know?
But use it for something else.
I'm sure, yeah.
Who needs a new damn stadium?
You could use it for other stuff. Like, yes. You could use they use all the Georgia Lottery stuff for pre-K. It's great. Yes.
Yeah, use it for something else.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, there's a lot of, yeah, definitely. There's a lot of things that those tax dollars could be used for outside of building a stadium. But yeah, no, that's the one of the best parts about being a sports fan in the city right now is they're not going to hold us hostage to leave anytime soon because all the buildings are new.
Everything is new.
Yeah, I don't know who the next one's going to be. Somebody will.
Damn.
Somebody will get tired of their building pretty soon.
United want a stadium?
They want their own. There you go. Yeah, you're going to have to win something first. All right, we can skip the NFL No Huddle intro, but we've been doing an NFL No Huddle for 10 minutes anyway. Last night's game was definitely entertaining. The Philip Rivers story is awesome. I wish that they could have been able to win one of these two games because it seems like their playoff odds are really, really slim now. San Francisco's a hell of a story this year.
Yes.
With everything that they've dealt with and Purdy getting that big contract and then getting hurt, threw 5 touchdowns last night.
Yes, he did.
Like, he's playing really well.
Yeah, I think the thing with them is Kyle's doing a hell of a job. They lose 2 of the best players on their team. You lose Nick Bosa, and then you lose Fred Warner. Mm-hmm. And these are seasonally long. Like you said, Brock Purdy's been out. Hell, Kittle's been out. He got hurt again last night. He's been out. I mean, the biggest thing for me, and the reason this team is where they are, is because Christian McCaffrey's healthy.
Yep.
I think because Christian McCaffrey is healthy, he's that type of plus multiplier.
I think force multiplier.
Force multiplier. Yeah,
yeah.
He's one of those
That's
guys.
Right.
He's one of those guys, Andy. And as long as this dude's healthy, and we always say this about him, he's just a difference making offensive player, man. And you saw that when Mac Jones was in there, when everybody's out. Brandon Ayuk, I don't know what the hell going on with him.
Neither do they.
In and out of Ricky Purcell. Yeah. In and out of the lineup. I mean, but they still have that guy.
Yep.
And I think that has a lot to do with it. But also, Kyle Shanahan is a damn good coach, man. He is. He's a damn good coach. And now they're an opportunity. They win these last 2 home games. Like you said, they don't have to leave Santa Clara.
Yeah, they don't. They could play. They could win 5 in a row from here, and all of them will be in their home building, which, by the way, is nowhere near San Francisco.
Yes,
just to sort of bring it back around
another one of those.
Now, that stadium was raggedy, too.
Boy.
Okay. Candlestick Stadium was awful.
I said 3.
Candlestick was really, really bad.
Awful.
And it wasn't even in a cool part of town either.
Like
it was in San Francisco, but it was in like a little peninsula on the wrong side of the mountain.
It was literally a one-way street to get down there. I don't care what nobody said. I know it had 2 ways of traffic.
Oh,
that road was
one way
so
in, one
damn
way out.
Skinny.
Yeah, no, if you went to a game there, you had to be prepared to hang out for a couple hours after.
Man.
There's no easy in,
what
easy out.
Awful freaking place.
It's a terrible stadium.
What an awful freaking place.
And also, it was colder earlier in the year, too. Like, early September would be freezing.
It was an NFL stadium.
And then in December it'd be warm.
We had to share lockers. That's
oh
how
my
small
God.
It was. We never had NFL, you don't share lockers.
I saw one of the worst fights I've ever seen.
We had to share lockers in that stadium.
One of the worst fights I've ever seen at a tailgate. Some 49ers fans just stomping a dude out. It's like, all right. Don't know him. Keep moving. Don't let it be me.
Them 49ers fans.
I know. I think people get the wrong impression.
You get the wrong impression about them dudes.
49ers fans
them dudes
aren't too different from Raiders
rough.
Fans. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to a college football corner after this. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hey!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show. Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing 15 minutes away from the back page with Bo. Get back into the big story of the day at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. Brandon Adams really going to be on at 1:20? Oh, great. Good. You never know this time of year.
Brandon's on a cruise or something.
Probably.
Bumping elbows
some
with
sort
Abe.
Sort of Christmas cruise or something.
Yeah, rubbing elbows with Abe up there.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. Loads.
Yeah. If I was going to do a cruise, which I know I will at some point in my future, I would love to do it with Abe.
Why?
You know, because Abe's awesome. Fun guy.
Oh, Abe's outstanding, but yeah, fun I to be around. Cruise with him.
Yeah, I like to be in a confined area with Abe where I can't escape.
Abe's a jeans on cruise guy.
Oh, yeah.
Like wear jeans all the time.
But also with a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, with the Hawaiian shirt.
Tucked in, probably.
And no belt.
In the casino.
Oh, yeah, no belt. And in
no
the, belt. Casino. The casino. In the casino. Talking loudly about how much money he's winning.
Yes.
It's like, all right.
Yeah.
Can you get jumped
telling
on
telling people
cruise?
How wrong they are on their sports takes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He loves to do that. He'd
be the first guy lined up at the first table at trivia tonight. He's there 2 hours before.
But so happy Abe. Holidays to Abe. Hopefully he has a great trip on his cruise with his family.
Hey, man. All right. I don't know if this is real or not, but this dude has a big-ass national championship, Texas A&M 2025, on his shoulder.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the women's volleyball team won the national championship the other day.
Is there any sport specified?
No. And that's what I'm saying. Did he get this before the A&M football season or while they were winning all these games and got this and just lucked out and got A&M to win the national championships? Like, yeah, see?
It's
very interesting.
I hope he's just a big volleyball fan.
I hope he's a big volleyball fan, dude.
Right.
I really do.
Me too.
A women's volleyball team.
Yeah, whatever. National championships or national championships.
God, I mean, I really hope that.
If you're a diehard Aggies fan, you ride for all the teams.
But it happened 2 days ago.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, a couple days ago. Yeah.
Oh, so he got that before that?
I don't know. Did he get it right after that?
Maybe, because, like, remember Jason Terry got the O'Brien trophy on his arm before the Mavs went on that run.
Yes.
And then they won. So he spoke it into existence. Right. Maybe that's what this man did with the Aggies women's volleyball team.
I damn sure hope so.
I hope so, too. Yeah. I think it probably is for football.
Yeah, probably.
And I do regret to inform that guy they're not going to win the national championship.
In 2020, he had a specific date, 2025 on it, though.
Oh.
But
well, that wouldn't have happened anyway. Yeah, they would have won in 2026. So maybe it is volleyball.
Maybe it is.
I don't know.
Maybe it is.
I saw one yesterday. It was a guy. It was like a Tiger Woods teeing off on the 18th tee box at Augusta with like all the fans around and like the Masters logo.
He got this tattoo on him.
I think it was – I don't know if it was fake or not. I don't know. It might be AI as well, but it looked pretty real. Like, that's a lot. It's a lot. I mean, I really like – Tiger and the Masters.
Yes.
But I don't, you know.
There's no way in hell.
I don't think I'm going to get that.
There's no way in hell. Like, I don't get it. I just, you know, I don't get it.
What do you feel like is the point of no return on tattoos? Like, I'm 41. I don't have any. Probably not going to get it.
Yeah, why would you want anyone?
Right? I don't know. Who knows? Maybe something will come up and I'll need it. Nothing yet. Nothing yet.
Have you ever sat in a chair and like, how close have you been?
I've never thought about it for 1 second. Okay. But maybe, who knows? Maybe the right thing hasn't come along
There
yet.
Is no point of no return. You can get a tattoo at any age.
Yeah, okay.
As you get older, you might have spread the skin out a little
bit. I'm just saying, like, if you, for your first one, like, I'm not saying to get more. I know you have tattoos, you're older than me, and you'll get more. I understand that. But I'm saying I don't have any. So how surprising is it to if you don't have any to get your first one at what age? That's what I'm asking.
Oh, I don't know if there is one.
Okay.
I don't think there is either.
All right. Cool.
Are you thinking about it?
No, I'm not thinking about it.
Maybe you should.
I don't know.
Are you thinking about it?
Sometimes the little thoughts pop in my head. I'm like, that might be a funny discussion. And it wasn't. I was wrong.
I was curious. Like, are you thinking about getting one together?
No, I'm not. I'm not thinking about getting a tattoo. I think tattoos are awesome and look very cool.
What about Boone?
But
you got a tattoo of Boone on you somewhere.
I don't think I'm gonna.
Yeah.
I did see a thing where I don't know exactly what it was, but a wife said to a husband, I need you to get my name tattooed on you. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't have any tattoos, that it was older and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, I wonder if Ashley came to me and was like, hey, I know you don't have any tattoos. We've never talked about this before, but I think you should get Ashley tattooed on your body.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, first of all, I would assume it was a prank.
Right.
I'd be like, why? But then if she was being genuine, I'd be like, oh, why? Like, where did this come from? But if she had, like, a good reason, I guess maybe I would do it. I don't know.
Don't do it.
But I don't want to.
Don't do it.
And I don't think she'll ever ask me to do that.
It.
But I don't think that's the only circumstance I can think of that would potentially be it.
Yeah, don't do it.
I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
It's not gonna come up.
No. Go back at her. All right, so you get one of you.
We have to do that.
You got to do
right?
it. Right?
Yeah. Like, if we're doing that.
If I'm doing it, you got to do it.
Because my Uncle Doug actually did that pretty late
in
life.
Is that a tree yet?
Rest in peace. We're working on it.
Okay.
I think, you know, because trees take a while and all that. I think they have the fertilizer.
Okay.
But Doug got his nickname and his wife's nickname on his arm probably after the age of 60. So, I mean, that was his first one, I think.
I don't mean to laugh at Uncle Doug, but it's just funny because Uncle Doug wants to be a tree.
Well, he's going to be a tree.
I mean, yeah, he's going to be a tree.
He was a landscaper for his life and then died tragically.
I got a plot tree? A tree for the
He owns a lot of land.
Okay. Does he stay specifically where he wants to be?
I'm not sure. He may have specified. Do you feel like we're giggling about my dead uncle
a little bit?
I'm kind of giggling about my dead uncle.
Is that mom's brother?
Yeah.
Okay, your mama kicked my ass.
Like my main favorite uncle.
Yeah, your mom, Miss Barbara, she kicked my ass. So let me leave her brother alone.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, it's a little funny to want to be a tree and all that, but like he genuinely is going to be one.
That's what I'm saying. It's not even funny. It's just different.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Different people do different stuff.
I think it's a much better idea than just.
I want to be one.
I don't want Mom to put hands on me.
I don't want to be buried in a casket 6 feet underground.
I also don't want to be burned.
I don't want to be burned either.
Absolutely not.
Turn me into some mulch.
Oh, man.
And make me into a tree.
No.
That'll be the way you live forever.
Yeah, I don't want to live forever. I just feel like it would be a cool thing. Like, I care more about trees than I care about. Vases filled with ash.
Oh, man, put me in the ground.
What if your consciousness transfers into the tree?
That'd be awesome.
Man, be freaking great.
That'd be great.
Let me be food for worms.
Fine, too. Yeah, that's fine.
But
do whatever you want.
What? I want to be put in one of them closets.
Which ones? Like a tomb?
Yeah.
You want like a sarcophagus?
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay. Where people go visit like the tomb of Randy McMichael. Bury you with a bunch of gold.
You're going to haunt people like an Egyptian pharaoh or something like that? Okay.
Ooh.
I wouldn't want to be a ghost.
Is that what
either.
You would do?
Ooh. I just want to be a tree. It would be cool, though, if you're right, if you had the consciousness as the tree and then you grow and you can just sort of watch. That would be boring because you'd be seeing the same thing, you know. You're not going to get much of a view until you get really tall.
I don't think trees care, though. They like looking at nature. That's why they're
trees. That's true. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah. This is supposed to be the show for tomorrow.
Well, imagine what tomorrow's going to be.
Yeah, imagine what tomorrow's going to be like. Imagine damn, all the topics or anything. Like. It's Tuesday.
All right, here's Kirby Smart talking about preparing to play a team for the second time.
Yeah, I think as we talked about with Alabama, it's really overrated in terms of rematches and things like that. I think it's, you know, how you play defines what the outcome of the game is. You know, your ability to be explosive, not turn the ball over, win situational football, you know, the middle eight. There's all kinds of things in that thing that figure it out, and it really has very little to do with the time before you played them. I mean, everybody's going to watch the time before you played them because you got to look at the matchups. But, you know, I don't think either team is exactly the same. Both teams have evolved some. You know, everybody will have new wrinkles. That's what you do during this time.
Yeah, I mean, Georgia's known for a while who they're going to play. And you have the tape from when you played them and all those different things like that. Ole Miss is a damn good football team, especially on offense. They do some things that give you problems because they're explosive. As Kirby likes to use, they can run the hell out of football. Lacy's one of the best running backs in America. And we understand that Trinidad is a great dual threat guy. So you're going to have your hands full and everything like that. But I just think that I'm not going to sit here and say I watched a lot of Ole Miss since we've played them. I know we're better.
Oh, without question.
Yeah, I know that Georgia is collectively better.
And that game made Georgia better.
Yes.
Like, that's the thing about it. To me, that's the interesting part about the rematch is Georgia's season flipped that day.
Yes.
Like, the fourth quarter against Ole Miss was the first time all year where I was like, oh, that's a national championship team right there.
Yes.
Like, before that, I was like, you know, they're talented, probably playoff. Who knows? Maybe they can. But that day, I was like, all right. That team right there can win the national championship. And then they've looked like that since then.
Yes.
That's the interesting part about the rematch. He's right. Like, especially with how many injuries teams are dealing with and, like, just so many changes in college football that happen. The game that Oklahoma and Alabama played on Friday was completely different than the game that Oklahoma and Alabama played, like, a month ago.
Completely.
And those teams were fairly similar to the teams that played against one another because the time frame was smaller.
But the situation was different, meaning that Alabama didn't beat themselves.
Right.
Oklahoma beat themselves.
Right. And again, that's a part, like, you don't learn that from playing the team before.
No.
You just know that you can't turn the ball over three times if you're going to beat anybody.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, it's always a fun narrative when teams rematch because you could talk about what you learned and all that. And I'm sure, obviously, there's stuff that you learn from it, but the teams are so different than they were when they played that time. I mean, Ole Miss literally has a different head coach.
Yes.
Like, I don't know what they are with Pete Golding. They looked really good against Tulane, but
we ain't Tulane.
They were always going to look really good against Tulane. So I don't know that really was all that instructive. What's Pete Golding look like in the fourth quarter of a one-score game when he's got to make a hard decision?
Yeah, no, we ain't.
I don't know.
We ain't Tulane.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
He's never done that, you know? And now he has to do it in a playoff game against Georgia. That's tough. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Twenty minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brandon Adams will join us. We'll get back into some Georgia football conversation there as the opponent on New Year's Day is now made official over the weekend. We know it'll be Ole Miss coming up. So we'll get BA in here for that. We'll get to an AMA in an hour as well.
Oh, question, man.
A couple minutes from the back.
Because we were talking about the Uncle Doug thing, right? I thought about this.
Say the Uncle Doug thing being my dead uncle.
Yes. But no, but because he was cremated and everything like that, right?
It. Yeah, I don't know how they do it.
Okay. But tell me this. If your wife had like a great old granny or even her mother and she was in an urn and you, by mistake, knocked it over, would you tell her?
Yeah.
I would not do that. I would go to that damn big green egg.
Oh, God.
And scoop some of them ashes out of there.
Come on, man.
How would she go? Only way she would know if you tell her.
Yeah, that's true. But what if she, you're right. That's probably the only way she would know.
Yeah.
But then what if somehow down the line she found out?
How would she find out if you told her?
That's just old lump charcoal.
How
burned
would
up.
She know? You don't open urns.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless you got to spread them somewhere.
I've never been around an urn. But yeah, like what if she decided she wanted to spread it and then it smelled like oak? It smelled like those ribs you always cook on the 4th of July. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm like if you knocked over, like I would get.
That doesn't
trying to
smell
give,
like grandma.
I'll try to give it as much as possible, obviously.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't, again, I don't know about all that because we had one relative that was cremated. But I never held the urn like that. So is there a weight to it?
I don't know.
Considering
probably.
The urn might be heavy.
I would guess the like, yeah, like
ashes the. Ashes ain't heavy. I don't know how
ashes
much
aren't heavy.
A person's
but
ashes
a lot of ashes are heavy.
But I don't know how, you're burning a person, obviously.
Is it the whole person, you think?
When I've always been curious,
and
when
do
you
we
cremate
trust
somebody,
these people that it's actually even
when,
that person.
Yes, when you cremate a person,
too.
Are you sure that's all them in there?
Right,
or is it just like their head?
And
I don't know.
Also, how does it get so small? It's a whole big person.
Yes,
and then it's in that little tiny urn. That's
yes.
all we're left.
Yes,
when we are reduced to ash, that's crazy.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm just curious. Like, how much is? I don't know.
I don't know. But no, I mean, yeah. If we had like, you know. When the day comes, heaven forbid, but we all go there. When Mama passes on, I don't know. They've got a plot. That's the thing. It's like this won't happen. The Davis family owns a section of the Waynesville cemetery.
That's all it should be.
Where they're all buried,
together.
Yeah. So like when we go up there for Christmas this weekend, we'll probably go visit them. Go say Merry Christmas to Papa and everybody else. Bring them new flowers and all that.
Right.
So that won't happen. But, yeah, say that it did. Yeah, if I knocked that down and broke it, I would definitely tell her.
Okay.
I'd be like, hey, this accident, me and Jack were playing catch or something. I don't know what it would be. And it fell. It was my fault. I cleaned it up. We're going to buy a new one, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, if she found out later somehow, who knows how it could happen? There's cameras everywhere, man. We're being watched. If somehow it found out that she would be furious. Way worse than she would be if I just told her that it happened.
Okay. All right. Now I'm scooping it. Mama goes,
do you vacuum the rest?
And that was the thing, like
with the lint and everything.
Like, would you think that her great auntie Lois would want to be with Nico's hair?
I don't know.
That's all that we vacuum nowadays is damn Nico's hair.
At least you can say now there's a dog with her. People love dogs.
People love dogs. Yeah, you want to take dog with you to the afterlife? Yeah, I don't know. I also like if you had an urn of a family member. Do you even really want it in your house? Like, I don't really want somebody's ashes on my mantle.
I agree with you.
You know?
I don't want them spirits.
I really don't. Like,
they could be the best person in the world, which a lot of times most of them are. But
some people suck.
Yeah.
You know?
They suck. I damn sure don't
I definitely don't want their ashes in there. It's like, we didn't even like this person that much. And now there's just a vase filled with them? I didn't like when they came over occasionally when they were alive.
That's the crazy thing about urns is that I've heard that people, especially if it's like your mama or somebody, that the kids split time with the urn. Like, is that this house for a little bit?
Yeah, I don't.
This house for a little bit?
Hey, look, whatever.
Yeah.
To each your own. However you want to handle it, however you want to grieve, it's up to you. My buddy has a vial that he wears around his neck with his dad's ashes in it.
Yeah.
Which, again, fine. You know? Sure. Sure. All good.
Really?
All good. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Really?
Yeah. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. I know, that's why I want to be a tree. I don't want to be.
I'm with you there.
You don't want to be a burden for anybody. You don't want to be a burden.
I don't want to be buried under the earth because I am a little worried that maybe I might still be alive in there. You know, I don't want that possibility. Being buried alive would be terrifying. And you don't have to carry me around. You know, you move, you got to pack it up. You know, you don't want that. Just plant me in the ground.
That's the best idea. The box second, I don't want to be set on fire. And if I'm set on fire, do it like they do in Star Wars. Like, put me on a boat.
Yeah. Like a Viking.
Set me on fire and
like
send me
a
out to the ocean.
Funeral.
Yeah.
I'll take a Viking funeral.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
I'll take a Viking funeral.
That'd be pretty good.
I'll take a Viking funeral.
How about
I need somebody that can shoot, though.
Oh, right.
Like,
I don't want
you to keep missing me with
the bow and arrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I need the best one. I need the best archer in the tribe.
Hey, how about this? Let's keep living, you know?
Let's do that.
I need the best archer.
A lot of us talking about what we want to do when we die. We're not even halfway there.
I'm just curious.
Speaking of somebody that almost died, here's what happened on Saturday night.
And it almost, there's electrical. And down goes Paul. It may have taken a little bit longer than everyone expected, but AJ gets the KO in round six.
There are so many things surrounding this fight.
And
I don't know
what's
AI generated or not. About there being supposed payouts and Anthony Joshua wasn't supposed to knock him out and Logan Paul's running his mouth. Now, Logan Paul tried to steal the man's chain in the middle. Well, these guys just kind of just go away. I mean, that would just be. And there's other people saying, oh, man, look at the respect from this guy should get from being a YouTuber and stepping in with Anthony. Why?
I don't give him no damn respect for fighting Anthony Joshua. You should never fought him, first of all. This has propelled his brand even bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, it has.
That's the respect that I'll
give
him.
That's the respect I have for him. As long as it ain't illegal, ain't hurt nobody, I don't give a damn about nobody hustle.
Yeah.
And he found something and he hustling. I ain't mad at him about that.
Totally.
But I don't give a damn that he, I don't give him no props for getting in the ring with some dude that he knew was going to beat his ass.
Yeah. As a boxer, he's not, right? I mean, when he fights legitimate people, it doesn't go well.
His two fights have come against legitimate boxers.
And he's lost.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So, I mean, again. But, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say Fury's a legitimate, but he's a professional boxer.
But as far as the whole production of it, the whole circus that he's created, good for him.
They said they had
if you have a problem, like, I don't.
60 million people.
It's not for me. I've literally never watched a single second live of anything that he's done. You see the stuff on social media, whatever. It's not for me, so I don't watch it. But it's for a lot of people, clearly. You know what I mean?
It was 60 million people?
Yeah, to get that number and get $90 million out of it and all that, like, good for him. He is providing an entertainment outlet that clearly people want. And this is just going to propel it.
And then I guess agency that represents him, the VIP or whatever, the lead spokesperson for that, is saying, oh, man, he almost got him in the third round where he did this and that. Like, you missed.
That's so great.
You don't miss with punches if you want to. Like, yeah, of course. That haymaker uppercut. But you missed by like 3 inches.
He didn't. He was that punch was nowhere close.
Yeah, but that's a part of the circus, yeah. Right? Is you pretend like it was almost something else, or you know what I mean? Like you do the thing and then you lie about it afterwards, so next time you can get another fight and more money and all that.
So here's Anthony Joshua after the fight.
I broke Jake's jaw.
His teeth look a bit removed as well.
Yeah, his teeth have come out of place. But credit to him, he done well. But I told him what was going to happen, but it just took 6 rounds to do that.
People will criticise you for going 6 rounds with Jake Paul. How do you feel about that?
I deserve it. In boxing, there's a time when you systematically break someone down and you see their soul leaving their body. And after a period of time, two things start to happen to them. Either they give up or they get knocked out. And there was a bit of a mix. I said to myself, I'm not going to knock you out. I am going to systematically punish you round after round. And like, I wanted it to be slow and methodical. I swear, you might have dropped down
methodical.
Now.
Methodical.
He beat his ass. And it was the funniest part about
after
the whole
he caught
fight,
him from chasing around the ring.
Was that after he caught, because he was running around. How he was falling, Andy, and he was grabbing his leg. He was like, grab, you know how your kids, when you're little boy, they like that, they grab your daddy's leg?
Yeah.
He kept grabbing Joshua's leg like that and
that's
hugging
not great.
Him. Like, what are you doing, dude? Get your ass up. Man, that was the funniest part of the fight right there. Watching him, like, on his hands and knees with his arms wrapped around Anthony Joshua's legs.
That's
like,
bad.
Get your ass up.
I didn't know that's what Anthony Joshua sounded like.
Yeah.
Also.
Oh, yeah. He's British.
I knew he was British, but, like, you know, there's like.
He could be James Bond.
There's like degrees of, no, James Bond's got like the real classy British accent. There's like different types of British. That was like almost
have
like,
you ever heard Idris
like
Elba
Cockney.
Talk? Because he could also be James Bond. Yeah. That would be the best James Bond.
Yeah. I thought he was close
to James Bond like 6 years ago.
We had heard that rumor. Now Henry Cavill's popping up. Lots of people are popping up. Yeah. And I don't know what to believe because most of it's AI generated.
People got a little mad when they talked about Idris being James Bond.
Not like the same outrage when
the mermaid came
black.
Yeah. It's funny how this is always the same.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah.
Did y'all happen to catch the
fictional character? Characters people get really mad about.
Did y'all catch the Eagles Raiders on Sunday? Like, were you watching it at any point by any chance?
No.
So Cooper,
maybe a little red
Cooper
zone, Jean
gets interception and does a celebration. Now you tell me if this was coincidental, which he says that it was not. So John Cena retires, has his last match ever on Saturday night. Cooper Jean has not had a pick in a few weeks. He says that this celebration was planned, but you got to have a pick to celebrate anything. So here's Cooper DeJean after he does the five knuckle shuffle celebration Sunday during the Raiders game.
The celebration, just a tribute to John Cena, guy I watched growing up, big WWE guy when I was a kid. So we had that one planned for a while. I just didn't get picked and cued in either. So now we did. So pulled it out.
All right.
What? I don't understand the question.
So the five-knuckle shuffle is a little thing that John Cena does to an opponent while he's laying down on the mat.
Oh.
So they actually, one of them laid down on the ground, and Cooper DeJean did a little five-knuckle.
Oh, okay.
All right, now, here's where it gets a little hairy. There are rumors floating around that Cooper DeJean and Nikki Bella have been seeing each other.
Who is Nikki Bella?
Nikki Bella is John Cena's 42-year-old ex-girlfriend who is still smoking hot, just made her return to WWE. She's an active wrestler right now. She has pictures of her doing an arm flex in front of Cooper DeJean's locker room in Philly Stadium, and then they have a picture together at like a practice or a training camp.
Isn't Cooper DeJean like 20?
He's 22. There's a 20-year age gap.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, good for you if you are.
Yeah.
But
hell,
do you think
like
this
sometimes
is really
when it's the other
hell
way?
Hell yeah.
You know, because we always talk about the old, like the belly checks and the young. I like when the young fellas are
hell
finding,
absolutely.
Hell
finding
yeah.
beauty in some age.
So is this a Cooper? Tribute to a childhood hero, or is he kind of rubbing it in the face that he's sleeping with the dude's ex-girlfriend?
I never
if this is indeed true.
But like, I don't know everything you just told me was all new information. So what I am about to do right now is try to digest all of that and come up with this theory.
And that's why, you know, I'm throwing it up.
But I don't know the circumstances surrounding John Cena and her breakup. But why would
she basically dumped him because John Cena doesn't want kids and she was ready.
Yeah, he said
so
that.
Be careful, and Cooper DeJean.
And he said that.
Would he care if she has another boyfriend?
I don't. He's married.
Probably, he's doing.
He's
great.
Been married for like 5 years. But I'm talking about from a Cooper DeJean perspective. Is this a tribute to a childhood hero, or is he just kind of rubbing his face that
I got your lady?
Yeah,
I don't know.
But
I
mean, he was with her before.
Yeah, I mean, you can't rub it in my face that you got my lady when I, you know.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, we were together previously.
You don't think Cena would care that he did this?
I wouldn't. If I was John Cena and I'm happily married and a millionaire and everyone's celebrating me because my career just ended, and you're a little 22-year-old, got a cool little interception on a random Sunday.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and you're with my ex-girlfriend?
There's a reason why we ain't together. We ain't together because I didn't want to give her what she wanted. I don't want no damn kids.
Yeah, so all hopefully.
I want to go about my business and travel with my feet and walk around my house naked all the time.
Yeah.
I want no damn kids.
Careful.
So you're saying even if there was intent, saying, hi, it doesn't even matter?
It wouldn't bother me.
If it was Cena, yeah.
Yeah, but if I was Cena, I'd just be like, hey, careful.
Careful, oh, man.
I don't think there's too many coincidences.
Better wrap it up.
She wants some cheering. And I would say it just like that. She wants some cheering. as you make your final shopping run for the holidays, please join Dukes and Bell at Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard in Atlanta for a special broadcast. That's today, 2 to 6. Come by and make your last minute beer orders, wine and liquor. I'm sorry, liquor, not liquor. So make sure y'all join Dukes and Bell. They'll be there 2 to 6 at Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard in Atlanta.
I heard they're having a bourbon tasting there today too.
A word,
yeah, like at about 2:15.
You can make it.
That's exactly where I could be at 2:15. That's about 15 minutes from here.
Yeah, maybe right there.
And it's on my way home.
Yeah. I see.
You got it.
Always say,
it's tough for us. Yeah. Got to do it. What?
Urns have a weight. I understand that, man. We just having fun. Okay.
If you break your wife's urn, though, you tell her.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate you, man.
We'll come back with the final hour of the show.
Some fun with
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.